Welcome to another edition of Clearing Customs, a weekly radio feature which highlights much-needed information on customs policies and procedures. I am your host, Dania Beckford. The Jamaica Customs Agency is in celebratory mode as we join over 170 countries around the world next week in the commemoration of International Customs Day on Sunday, January 26. Our celebration goes even further as at the end of December, the Jamaica Customs Agency surpassed the Ministry of Finance and Planning's target for the month of December by $815 million Jamaican dollars, or 6%, with gross collections of Jamaican $13.405 billion against a target of $12.590 billion. A comparison of the gross collections for the period April to December 2012 with the same period in 2013 reveals that the JCA has increased collections by $12.103 billion, or 13%. The net comparison of the same period shows an $8.798 billion, or 10% increase in collections. The year-to-date collections for fines and forfeitures totaled at 72.818 billion Jamaican dollars, which is 13.08 81 billion, or 22% above last year's collection of $59.736 billion. This year is deemed the year of communication by the World Customs Organization, who has chosen the theme Communication, Information Sharing for Better Cooperation. This theme is a very fitting one. However, the Jamaica Customs Agency has already embarked on a number of avenues to ensure that our stakeholders are well aware of our policies and procedures, thus encouraging voluntary compliance. The week of activities begin on Sunday, January 26, with three church services across the island. In Kingston, the service will be held at the Open Bible Church at 12 Washington Boulevard, Kingston 20, commencing at 10 a.m. In St. Anne, the service will be held at the St. Anne's Bay Baptist Church on Market Street, commencing at 9 a.m., and in Montego Bay at the St. James Parish Church at Main Street at 7 a.m. On Monday, January 27, our annual Customs Week supplement will be printed in both daily newspapers, which will feature our achievements over the past year. The Montego Bay Stakeholders Forum will be hosted at the Montego Bay Convention Center, commencing at 10 a.m. On Wednesday, January 29, we'll be taking good care of our customers as we host Customer Appreciation Day at Customs House in Kingston, which is at our Newport East office, at Freeport and the Sangster International Airport in Montego Bay, and also at Customs House in St. Anne. We have partnered with a number of our stakeholders to ensure our customers have a good day on Wednesday, so I invite all to visit the above-mentioned areas on Wednesday, January 29, and celebrate Customs Week with us. On Thursday, January 30, we'll be hosting a stakeholders forum at the Knutsford Court Hotel. Registration starts at 9:30 a.m. and the program commences promptly at 10 a.m. We have come to the end of this week's program. I invite all customs stakeholders to support the Customs Week of Activities. We are looking forward to seeing you at our church services, Customer Appreciation Day, and stakeholder forums. For more information, visit our website at www.jacustoms.gov.jm, where you can access live help by clicking on the live help link, or via our 24-hour quick response team at quick.response@jacustoms.gov.jm, or call us at 1-888-CUSTOMS for more information. I am Dania Beckford.
The proceeding was brought to you in time allowed for government broadcasts.